The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nido Daf Nun. The Gemara, and this Daf has a Mishnah that says, Kol Shechayiz B'Naisris Metamitz Masoichna. Anything that's Chayiz B'Naisris becomes Tame, contracts Tumo of Tumas Oichlin. Toisvis comes and asks a question that it comes out that if something is chayiv and ma'aser, it will contract the tumas oichlin. L'chayra, we have a big kasha. Frak Toisvis, that the Gemara says in the Sechta Chulin that tavlin, you don't have to worry about the ma'aser and the shvius, but the Gemara in Chulin is mavur that tavlin spices are in fact chayiv and ma'aser. Nevertheless, there's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Zayin that the Gemara there says that tavlin only combine for tumah. The tavlin themselves, spices themselves, do not contract tumas oichlim. They will only be tumay if they're part of another food. As being a part of another food, in that way they will contract tumah. So ask Toisvis, how is that possible? One Gemara says, our Mishnah says that anything that's chayiv in ma'aser, that's obligated in ma'aser, will contract tumas oichlin. And the Gemara in Chulin, in one place says that spices are obligated in ma'aser, and nevertheless, in another Gemara, it's mevur that they don't have tumas oichlin. So asks Toisvis. To which Toisvis answers, in one answer, Teretz is, the answer is, says Toisvis, that there are two types of spices. There are some spices that are only meant for taste, and if they're only meant for taste, so then they don't have any tumah, and they're also exempt from ma'aser. However, there are some spices that are edible on their own. Just some, they also give a good taste, and therefore they're also used as a spice. Those things do, in fact, contract tumah, and they are obligated in ma'aser. So therefore, says Toisvis, is not a stira, the Gemara that says that spices are obligated in ma'aser, that's the type of spice that could be edible on its own. And the spice that won't contract tumah, unless it's part of something else, is talking about a spice that's not eaten on its own. And this year, we will see the Izah Hashem. One of the great Toisik of today uses this Toisvis as a way to permit a very practical thing. And with this, we will begin our discussion of today's shiur of whether or not it's permitted to squeeze a lemon into a drink, such as a tea on Shabbos. Now, the truth is that this discussion dates back to the times of the Rishonim, that the Rosh already was asked in a tshuva, is it permitted to squeeze lemons on Shabbos? And he writes that it's permitted to squeeze lemons on Shabbos because it's not the derech, it's not the regular way to squeeze lemons to drink them. People only squeeze lemons to put them into food, and therefore you're allowed to squeeze them on Shabbos. As a very basic general rule, there can be exceptions. As a general concept, we have three different types of fruits as pertaining to the laws of squeezing on Shabbos, squeezing fruits on Shabbos. We have zeisim ve'anovim, grapes and olives, that if someone squeezes them on Shabbos, they'll be chayav v'chatos. It's prohibited biblically. And even after the juice comes out, even if it came out on its own, we can't drink the juice. And then we have tusim v'rimonim, other types of fruits that their juice is not considered as chashuv, but nevertheless they're meant to be squeezed for their juice, and those things are prohibited to be squeezed on Shabbos as well. Then we have fruits that are not meant to be squeezed out, they're not used to be squeezed out for their juice, and those, it's permitted to squeeze them out for their juice. So So with this, the Rosh was asked about what's the halach of squeezing lemons, and he said, since people do not squeeze out lemons to drink the juice of the lemons, they only squeeze out the juice to put it into food, into salads, and therefore it's permitted to squeeze them on Shabbos. The Beis Yosef discusses a question. He's very bothered that it's true that in the Rosh's location and the Rosh's time, they would not squeeze lemons to drink the juice. But he says in Egypt, they do squeeze lemons into water, and they drink it. They make some kind of a drink like lemonade or punch, and they mix it with water and sugar, and they drink it. And even so, says the Beis Yosef, despite the fact that they regularly squeeze lemons for drinking the juice, nevertheless, they do, Sirzach, they do have the custom, customarily, they do squeeze the lemons on Shabbos. And nobody's even moicha, nobody even says a word about the fact that perhaps it's prohibited for them to squeeze lemons on Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef gives two ways to answer their custom. And he says either it's because it's only prohibited to squeeze fruits that we drink the liquid only if we drink the juice without being mixed with anything else. For example, when we squeeze orange juice, we drink the whole orange juice. We don't have to add water. We don't necessarily add water or sugar. However, when they're squeezing lemons, they're not drinking plain lemon juice. They're mixing the lemon juice with water and sugar, and they're drinking it like that, and that is permitted to do on Shabbos. That's one possible answer. And the second possible answer, says the Beis Yosef, that it's possible that it's only prohibited if first the juice is squeezed, and then it's only prohibited if it's squeezed alone, if it's squeezed into a cup. If we squeeze orange juice into a cup, then it's prohibited. But if we're going to squeeze it straight into another liquid, if it's squeezed directly into another liquid, if lemons are squeezed into water, perhaps then it's permitted. And in any case, the Beis Yosef says that one of these are the two answers to the custom of that in Egypt they squeeze lemons on Shabbos and drink them. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chof, he just says, a very short halacha, in Siman Shin Chof Sivov, says, Mutter l'schoit b'limoni, is lemons, you're allowed to squeeze, or lemons, you're allowed to squeeze lemons. It's based on what he wrote in Beis Yosef. The Chayi Odom discusses this fact of the Shulchan Aruch. The Chayi Odom says that in his opinion, it's prohibited to squeeze lemons. He says, even though Shulchan Aruch permits squeezing lemons, and if you look in Beis Yosef, you have two reasons, either because the drink is drunk, the juice is drunk together with other things, or because it's squeezed directly right away into something else. He says, those two reasons are only sufficient, says the Chayi Odom, when the main juice of this fruit is used for other things, for foods, for dipping, but not for drinking. But when the fruit juice is mainly used for drinking, then the two reasons of the Beis Yosef would not be sufficient to permit squeezing the juice on Shabbos. And therefore he says that since nowadays lemons are mainly used to squeeze the lemon to drink the juice, therefore it's prohibited, despite we have the two reasons of the Beis Yosef, and it was that minhag that the Beis Yosef brought down, and the Shulchan Aruch wrote very clearly, unequivocally, that it's permitted to squeeze lemons. Nevertheless, as the Chayi Odom, then in today's day and age, it is prohibited. He says, even though the Beis Yosef wrote then in Mitzrayim they squeeze a lot of lemons for its juice, the Beis Yosef did not mean that in Egypt the primary use of the juice was for drinking. He just meant to say that tremendous amounts of it was used for drinking. But certainly, in the days of the Beis Yosef, the primary use of the juice was for food. And today, says the Chayyadam, that it changed, so therefore, Tzorechi and Gadol, if you're allowed to squeeze it on Shabbos. So the Chayyadam, and therefore the Chayyadam has a big issue with squeezing lemons on Shabbos. He says perhaps it would be permitted to squeeze the lemon onto the lemon, to have lemon juice on sugar, squeeze it directly onto sugar, it will get absorbed into a solid. And as we know, as we said, that it is permitted to squeeze these juices straight directly into a salad that will absorb the juice. And perhaps, says the Chayyadam, that would be a permitted way. The Mishnah Brura brings down this Chayyadam, that the Chayyadam says that in today's day, that lemons are primarily used for their juice, so therefore it's prohibited to squeeze them on Shabbos. And he brings down that although the Chayyadam was not so keen on permitting it, when you'll squeeze it into sugar, the Mishnah Brura himself says he has no problem if somebody will squeeze it directly into sugar. He said, brings down, I think it's a Radvaz, he said he himself is not concerned at all. And he says it is permitted for one to squeeze the lemon into sugar, and therefore if someone's, let's say, making a tea, and they want to have lemon in their tea, they could squeeze the lemon onto sugar, that it will get totally absorbed in the sugar, and then put that lemon juice that's absorbed in the sugar with the lemon juice, into the tea, and that would be permitted on Shabbos, so says the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish, though, says that even if we'll permit, he's okay with permitting squeezing the juice into the sugar. But he says that's only if you're planning on eating the sugar alone. If you're just doing it as a step in order to put that sugar into the tea, so he says that's not sufficient to permit it. The whole idea, says the Chazon Ish, of that you squeeze the juice into sugar is that your purpose is that you're not making a liquid. You're having a liquid, you're having the lemon be put into sugar, so it went from a solid to a solid. So even though there was that little time in between of dripping from the lemon into the sugar, but we don't look at that, since your whole purpose is to, it started as a solid, it's going to a solid, your purpose is for the solid, so despite the fact that it dripped out of the lemon into the sugar, it's not looked at as a liquid, says the Chazon Ish. But if you're going to put that, if your idea is to put that sugar immediately afterwards into a liquid, so then you are in fact making a liquid. You did intend to make a liquid, you wanted to make a liquid, and then we look at it as you did make a liquid, and therefore, even though at one stage you had it put into sugar, that's insufficient to permit it on Shabbos. And therefore the Chazon Ish disagrees with this heter of squeezing the lemon into the sugar when your whole purpose is to put that sugar into the tea, or into any liquid. And so says the Chayyadam and Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ish, like we said, that today, in today's day and age, it's prohibited to squeeze lemons straight into a liquid. However, says the Kuntri Shigrei Halacha from Rav Tzvika Shalevsky, it's printed also in Tzoya, volume 2, page 152, he wants to entertain a possibility that it's permitted to squeeze lemons. He says that he brings down our Toisus. You saw in Toisus in our Sogyo, the Toisus differentiated between a spice that's eaten on its own and also sometimes used as a spice, and a spice that's used only with another food. And we had that a spice that's used only with another food, Tosfos explained, such a spice is exempt from maaseris. It will not contract tuma. In other words, it's not looked at as a food. Says of Tzvi Kishalevsky, therefore, if Kishalevsky says that therefore the same thing holds true with lemons. If a person will squeeze lemons, use lemon juice only to give taste to other drinks, so then it's not considered a mashke. It's not considered a liquid. Just like we have that spices that are only used to give taste to others are not considered a food, so too a liquid that's only used to give taste to other drinks is not considered a liquid. If it's not considered a liquid, so then there wouldn't be any issue of squeezing the lemon on Shabbos. So even if you'll tell me, says the Keshelevsky, that even if this person that's squeezing it will only squeeze it to mix in another drink, but perhaps there are others that are squeezing it sometimes to drink on its own, and sometimes to give taste to others. Says of Keshelevsky, but then it would depend on the machlokes of Rashi and the Beis Yosef. He says, from Rashi, Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, it seems quite clear that squeezing fruits, when we differentiate between fruits, that some fruits are fruits that are meant to drink the juice, and some fruits are meant that you don't drink the juice, do you look at what people outside in the world, do you take a statistic of what people in the outside world do, or do you look at this specific person that wants to squeeze it on Shabbos? So Rashi seems to learn that we look at this person specifically, that he's the one squeezing it. What does he do? What does he do? If he only uses it, if his intention is only for not drinking, only, let's say, for putting it into salad, then we'll look only at him. However, the Beis Yosef says that we're going to have to look at a statistic of what everyone else does. It's not going to, so we can't just look at what this person does. We'll say, Bala Daite to Kaladim. We have to look at what everybody in general does, everyone outside. Even if this person is different than everyone else, we'll have to look at everyone else. So therefore, it says that Keshelevsky, according to Rashi, then we look at this person. If this person that squeezes lemons, he only squeezes the lemon. Right now he's squeezing the lemon. He only wants it to be giving taste to the drink, not to drink the juice on its own. And we have in our Tosfos that if it's only to give taste to another thing, then it's not a food, it's not a liquid. So then, says the Keshelevsky, someone who's going to squeeze a lemon on Shabbos to put it directly in a drink and only to be giving taste to the drink would be permitted. Says the Keshelevsky, Miyois Toiv, it's still better to fulfill the other opinions, and therefore let's say to squeeze it into sugar, or not to squeeze it at all, but Me'ikar Adin, it would be permitted. So says the Keshelevsky. Also, there are some that testify that B'Shas HaTchak, some say the Satmar Rebbe permitted squeezing a lemon into a tea. Be that as it may, L'Naisa, most Paiskim, the general consensus of Paiskim, as far as one I'm aware of, do prohibit squeezing a lemon into a liquid on Shabbos. If somebody is going to squeeze a lemon into a tea, even a small slice of a lemon, squeezing it into a tea on Shabbos would be a prohibition, would be a violation of a Torah, it would be a desecration of Shabbos. It would be prohibited on Shabbos to do such a thing. And despite the fact that this is Keshelevsky believes that it's permitted, it seems that most Paiskim disagree and prohibit it. For example, as one example I've seen recently, one of the prominent Kashrut organizations wrote a whole list of guidelines of what a caterer that wants to cater on Shabbos, what they have to be careful with, what's permitted, what's prohibited. On the list was that they disallow the caterer to serve slices, wedges of lemon together with a liquid. Since some people might not know the halacha, and somebody might come to squeeze that little slice of lemon into their tea, therefore they prohibit serving on Shabbos any tea together with a wedge of lemon. And it's important to note that it goes a draft further. If somebody would go ahead and they would squeeze the lemon into the tea by mistake, certainly certainly be pshia. The whole drink could very possibly become prohibited to drink. Not only did he violate an iser, and then did he squeeze the lemon, now he won't be able to drink the lemonade. Now he won't be able to drink the tea. And even, it could go even further, that quite likely, even if a goy was the one that did it, someone went to a bar, if they're by a catered event on Shabbos, and they go to a bar, and the waiter by the bar squeezed the lemon into the tea for them on Shabbos, quite likely, it's prohibited to drink the drink. And even if they're shishim, usually we say that if it's diluted by 60 and you can't taste it, so then it's permitted, it becomes batel, all of Yisurim become batel. But here we have a different issue, it's a Dovash Yashle Matirin, and perhaps it would be Asar, even if a goy was the one who did it on behalf of a Yid, it would still be prohibited to drink that drink until after Shabbos. And therefore it's a very important halacha to keep in mind, when going to events, or even in the home, wherever it is, that a person should avoid squeezing lemons into liquids, or squeezing them not into anything, into sugar. One can ask their local halachic authority whether they recommend them to squeeze it into sugar or not to squeeze it into sugar. Like we said, that's machlekes mishne brura chazanish. But to squeeze it directly into a drink should definitely be avoided, and one should even be conscious that if it was done, likely the drink is prohibited to be drunk. This concludes this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.